Next person was Leslie Brindley. That is L-E-S-L-E-Y. Leslie Brindley is B-R-I-N-D-L-E-Y. Brindley. Date of consultation is 8/13/24, and the date of visit is date of visit is 8/13/24. Date of birth is 5/19/47. Please make a copy for Cheryl Patterson. Sharol, Cheryl Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Patterson, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Cheryl, thank you for sending Leslie Brindley for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History and illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has a past history of eosinophilic pneumonia. Has previously been treated by a pulmonologist in Melbourne and apparently has completed a course of prednisone. The patient has chronic sinus drainage, post-nasal drip, and sinus congestion, for which she was seen by ENT specialist and had a balloon dilatation done of the sinus ostium. The patient still has significant symptoms of nasal congestion and trouble breathing and has post-nasal drip as well as shortness of breath, and was advised by the ENT specialist to go for Dupixent. Injections. To resolve her allergies. Presently, she has some chest tightness and feels like mucus is built up in her chest and has episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath. She has fevers, chills, night sweats, or rheumatism. Next. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of hip surgery on two occasions, and prior history of eosinophilic pneumonia in 2020. She has been treated for asthmatic attacks. And she has had breast implants in 1984. The patient denies history of hypertension. She has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. I didn't want to go this way. Next paragraph, allergies to Flagyl, morphine, and Z-Pak. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, medication list included Armour Thyroid, 120 milligrams every other day and 90 milligrams every other day. And Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And Levalbuterol HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer of the colon, mother died of breast cancer, one sister died of uterine cancer. Next paragraph. Also mentioned, one daughter has a history of diabetes type 1. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fever, or fatigue, denies double vision but has cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding. Denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations. She has some leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. And she has easy bruising. She has muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 140 pounds, saturation 96. The patient does have HOMO to 2 liters. HENT anomalous, pupils are reactive. Sclerosis clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds at the periphery, and lung fields are clear. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. There are mild varicosities. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, and noted. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is chronic sinusitis with allergic rhinitis. And number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is nasal polyps. And number 5 is anxiety. And depression. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and CBC, IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. She will be referred to ENT for evaluation of chronic sinusitis and allergic rhinitis. The patient states Symbicort makes her develop mold and fungus in her fingernails, and thus she has not been using any Symbicort or inhaled steroid. She will continue with the Zopanex and Halo 2 Pulse PRN, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Cheryl Patterson, Sharol Patterson. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient also has developed fungus in her fingernail beds, and states this started recently after she started using a Symbicort inhaler. And please add in the final diagnosis, fingernail fungus. And in the physical exam, please add the fingers of the right hand, second and third, as well as the left second finger have fungus in the nail beds with deformity of the nails. Please add that in the physical exam. Okay, thank you for this. At the end, thank you for this consultation. And copy for Cheryl Patterson, PATTERSON, MD. Okay.